T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with us, voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco. Andrew, last week we played Can't Beat Booker on our sister station, Mix 94.7, and everyone loved you guys, and or loved you, and I loved you because you, of course, you were with the San Antonio Spurs, and that's one of my favorite basketball teams. Now you have taken over some big shoes and are the voice of the Aggies, and we're going to have you on here on Talk 1370 Weekly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Is everybody happy because I cannot beat Booker? Is that what the actually Booker's the happiest, isn't he?
Yeah, he was very, very happy. And we got a lot of reaction to that here in Austin, Texas. Of course, we are in Longhorn country, but a lot of Aggies in Austin, and that's why we're having you on. And one of the big things, we host a watch party at Third Base South Park Meadows. That's a sports bar here in Austin. And we're with the Capital City A&M Club, the official Aggie group here in Austin. And we were watching the game, and one of the huge things, before I get to the touchback pylon gate, but prior to that, they heard and everyone was saying, like, you know, hey, we like that Andrew guy. And you have big shoes to fill. And a lot of them were saying, you know, it's very hard getting used to the new voice because, of course, Dave South, the voice of the Aggies for so many years. And you jumping into those shoes, how has it been so far, two games in?
It has been outstanding. And I really thank my partner and Dave's former partner, Dave Elmendorf, has been wonderful. And, you know, this entire Aggie family has been wonderful. The welcome for me, and the welcome for my entire family has been something very special. And I think it's a lot easier. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. I think it's easier that it was Dave's choice and not that, you know, that the school or something happened. He was able to say that last year was his final year, and it allowed A&M to go out and find somebody. And fortunately it was me. I think had it been different circumstances, it might have been harder. And you know what? I also give Dave a lot of credit because he welcomed me also, and I appreciate that. I really do. But I'm telling you, through two games, the first game so exciting because it's the first in the Jimbo Fisher era, and then when your second game is Clemson, the number two team in the country, I'm not sure I could have scripted it any better. But it has just been outstanding.
On the phone with us, Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies, and it's funny you say the first game for you in the first game of the Jimbo Fisher era, like you remember that. And one of the funny things I remember with the Capital City AM Club, one of our first watch parties we ever did, one of the biggest ever, I remember when we were watching the giant screens at a sports bar at Third Base, and we were in a group. We were in a sports bar where they had the Florida watch party group as well. And this is when A&M was playing Florida. This is when Johnny Manziel and Coach Kevin Sumlin walk out of the bus. And it was a whole new era for Aggie football. And I was like, wow, I never will forget watching those guys walk out of the bus and playing Florida that day. Just the excitement that was there for me and for the group. I can only imagine the excitement for you calling your first game. Now, going back to the watch parties, one of the biggest... If I had a dollar for every time I heard that was the dumbest football rule ever, I'd be rich and I wouldn't be doing this radio thing. Now, can you explain this to us, why Texas A&M lost to Clemson on that dumb football rule? And give us the stripped down, not the football X's and O's version, but the understandable version, because it's still not clear to your average football fan, Aggie football fan, of what happened last week and the heartbreak that the nation saw.
So you have Courtney Davis, and he's... Man, if I bring up football play, I'm going to get into something completely different. He's trying to make a winning play. Here's the hard part is you are taught not to extend the ball unless you're in fourth down or the very last play. But the Aggies are behind there, and Courtney Davis is trying to make a touchdown there. So that's the football play in him, and it gets knocked out. Now, the interesting thing here from our perspective at Kyle, where we are on the east side in our booth, it looks like the ball goes out of bounds to the left of the pylon, so it would be in the out of bounds side, not the end zone side, for the sake of this discussion. So when they say the play is under review, My thought was they're going to find out where to put the football. Then they say went through the back of the end zone. And then that becomes a completely different mindset because Dave Elmendorf and I are looking at one another, and on the air we say, this is tough because if there's not evidence, if there's not the conclusive evidence to overturn this, Clemson's getting the ball. And that was the hard part. So it's the only, I believe it's the only rule in football where the defense benefits at no other point on the field. If the ball goes out of bounds, does the defense even get the ball? If the offense fumbles, do they even get the ball? But that's the rule, and it's really interesting that Jimbo said after the game he's fine with it because that's the rule. And I think there's also part of it, you know, Jimbo saying nothing we can do about it. This is what happened. My thought here, though, is for referees, because the ramifications of that call, of saying it went through the back of the end zone, maybe referees need to say it went out of bounds, and then if it's conclusive, you can overturn it. The reason why I say that, you're changing possession, and because possession is changing, that is a huge momentum change. That's a huge part of the game. It effectively is a turnover. All turnovers are reviewed, but you have to be darn sure. This was a, I'm not sure. I truly believe that because I don't know if you would ask that referee if he's entirely sure. Now, he made that call. I give him credit. He made that call. Was he entirely sure? I think if that ball goes out at the 10, then you can say, oh, that I think it was the 10 and the replay. But because there is a change of possession on a play like there, I think you have to be really, really careful how it's ruled on the field and know in those situations, ooh, maybe we shouldn't rule it this, we should rule it that. Still make a call, but I wonder if you're more conservative on a call like that and make sure the replay says, nope, we overturn that and it's conclusive. That was tricky. I mean, that was the perfect storm of all the things right there. As I say that, despite all that, A&M was still within a two-point conversion of tying that game. So all the mistakes that the Aggies made in that game, and they still gave them a chance, that's why I think this entire fan base is that's the happy part of a loss. I think they really liked what they saw. And then Jimbo going, I described it as passionate on his coach's show. When he was passionate in disagreeing with that call, I think that also endeared him to the Aggie family.
On the phone with us, Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies. Looking forward to this game coming up. Texas A&M opened up as a huge favorite against Louisiana Monroe, of course. Now, a lot of fans saying that, okay, this is just a little tune-up right before we play Alabama, the number one team in the nation. Is that what it is, Andrew? Just a tune-up and kind of work out the kinks and fix stuff that needs to be fixed?
No, absolutely not. In fact, Jimbo said this might be even more important week. And the reason why I said no so quickly, he's building a foundation here. And I've always said this about A&M. They have a winning culture. Jimbo's bringing a championship culture here, and there's a difference. So you don't want to be satisfied with that two-point loss. You cannot be satisfied and say, oh, we'll be ready for Alabama. I think this week is an important week. In fact, he said on his coach's show yesterday, wasn't really thrilled with the practice that they had yesterday. This is about this team growing, maturing, and understanding what you have to do week in. There's no moving backwards. They can't sleepwalk through this game on Saturday. if they do, next week's practices are going to be even worse. Yes, they know they are better. This is like Northwestern State, but it's really about them. Look, this ULM, I don't want to get into the coach talk now, but this ULM team is 2-0, and I think that's got to get your attention. They do have some playmakers. Jimbo actually coached with their defensive coordinator at LSU, so he knows some of the schemes that he's going to see. But they have some dynamic wide receivers and punt returners, and those are the things that always so key in a game. So really it's about this team and how they prepare. We're going to see and then execute. There's a lot that they have to clean up from last Saturday. Look, they could play like that, the way they played, and still win, but Jimbo won't be happy, and I don't think it bodes well for the future of them. I think they've got to clean up the mistakes, whether it's the movement on the line on a third and three and turning that to a third and eight. I think if you can correct all your mistakes, and I asked Jimbo, are they correctable mistakes? They say all mistakes are correctable, is what he said. So really the focus is on them, the attention to detail. That's what becomes important for this team moving forward, and it will be another piece of that foundation that he's building. If the team just says, wow, we're this point favorite, we can just walk out on that field, they may get the win, but they're not going to endear themselves at all to their head coach and their coaches. So that's why I said no so quickly. They have to win the game. They have to win the right way and then build on that going into Alabama and really their SEC schedule.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said about University of Louisiana Monroe. My friend is actually one of the assistant athletic directors there, so I'm going to send him what you said. I'm going to make sure to send him that MP3, and he'll feel really good about his team. Again, on the phone, Andrew Monica, the voice of the Aggies. Looking forward to seeing our Austinites, our Aggie Austinites out at Third Base South Park Meadows Saturday, 6:30 p.m. kickoff. We meet you now. Hour early, 5:30. Get on out there, and don't forget, as Andrew mentioned, Jimbo Fisher show here on Talk 1370s on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time, or we'll hear
Absolute
you next
pleasure.
Time.
Pleasure. Looking forward to it.
The players are fired up. The coaches are prepared for battle.
Here we go.
The student section is rumbling.
Here we go, baby.
The band is ready to rock, and you're ready for victory. Every game, every victory is right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
Join us as ULM comes to College Station for a big Saturday night game. Talk 1370, Austin's Aggie home.
Presented by Page Tractors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.